In Waco, Texas, this is KWBU. With poverty comes many problems. Along with a low socioeconomic status, many impoverished families face debilitating legal problems that continue to erode their income. For KWBU, Sakina Haji reports that one local organization is trying to alleviate this.
According to the Texas Access to Justice Foundation, approximately 5.8 million people in Texas qualify for legal aid. But due to a lack of resources and funding, less than 20% of the legal needs of poor Texans are being met. Here in Waco, about 70 to 75% of Wacoans fall in the lower income category. Of these, there are many that need legal services, but they are simply not able to afford the fees of private attorneys.
The poor and marginalized communities I worked with, I saw the need for advocacy and legal representation and just this justice gap for people of lower socioeconomic means.
That's Kent McKeever, who established Mission Waco Legal Services as a nonprofit organization in 2012. After working in full-time ministry for 5 years, McKeever realized that many with lower socioeconomic status face complex legal issues that they need help with. Starting without any funding or assistance, McKeever began at a minimum wage salary by taking on one case at a time. Through conversations with community leaders and other nonprofit organizations, McKeever discovered that family law, immigration, housing, barriers to employment, and wills and estate planning are some of the most prevalent issues in the community. Through educating himself in these areas, McKeever began practicing in a large range of the law.
In the matter of, you know, half a day, I can jump from an immigration issue to a housing issue and then try to clear up somebody's driver's license holds, you know. And so that can be difficult kind of bouncing around because those are very different areas of the law.
Now, Mission Waco Legal Services is able to provide direct representation in most of these cases. In addition to direct advocacy, they also have legal empowerment workshops and free legal advice clinics every first Monday of the month at the Meyer Community Center. People bring a wide array of issues at these legal advice clinics, and several local attorneys are present to try to provide some guidance.
That's the worst looking stuff I've ever seen.
At the most recent July clinic, a group of attorneys gathered over chicken sandwiches after a long day of work. They said that they try to do what they can for the applicants within the 30-minute consultation, but many times they simply listen to the issues and leave in frustration that they couldn't do more. Most of the clients that come to the Monday clinics have complex family law cases. Since Mission Waco Legal Services is still unable to provide direct representation for these specific cases, they hope that other local attorneys will be able to give advice and take on some of these family law disputes. One applicant at the July clinic had a very complex family law case.
Hi there.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Daryl Smith.
Okay.
Daryl Smith has been residing in Waco for a few weeks now, after being forced out of his house in Fort Worth due to his ongoing divorce proceedings. He came hoping to find lower-cost representation because he was unable to pay his previous attorneys. If he doesn't find a lawyer, he will have to represent himself going forward. As he filled out the preliminary paperwork, Smith disclosed some details of the procedural haggling he has faced since his case began in October.
Now I'm completely exhausted out of the money. I don't have any money, and I'm behind on child support, spousal support. They're entering enforcement orders against me and so forth.
His case was assigned to Dominic Browse, a personal injury attorney here in Waco. Smith sat down with Browse in a private room above the cafeteria to go through his case. Despite sympathizing with Smith, Browse was ultimately unable to provide much guidance for his case.
We don't have full-time attorneys on staff that are able to take cases on a regular basis. And this is something that is going to need some full-time attention, I'm afraid.
Mission Waco Legal Services has a list of volunteer attorneys that they reach out to periodically with cases such as these that can't be helped further at the legal advice clinic. According to McKeever, a handful of these cases have been seen through successfully on a pro bono basis. For those cases that aren't taken up by attorneys, some clients choose to continue revisiting the legal advice clinics to continue receiving guidance on their case. In the past 4 years, the nonprofit organization has helped more than 1,000 individuals and families in Waco. McKeever hopes that moving forward, the legal aid organization will be able to expand to reach more people with legal needs in the community.
We would like to almost become like a nonprofit law firm for the community, where we have different areas of specialization.
In addition to helping lower-income residents, Mission Waco Legal Services is also a resource for local attorneys and law students.
You know, we just want to invite people to get involved any way they can, if they have a need or if they want to serve, you know, and it could be both. So I invite them to come join us.
McKeever continues to emphasize that the success of Mission Waco Legal Services is a community effort. From funding to volunteers to education, everything comes from and returns to the community. For KWBU, I'm Sakina Haji.